Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The right fielder, George Spriggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The catcher, Art Cusnier. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Floyd Weaver. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Weaver. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Cusnier and he is safe. Otis steals second. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs strikes out. Cusnier drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Spriggs out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Cusnier and he is safe. Otis steals third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell takes first base on ball four. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. There goes Sorrell trying to get to home. Ortiz throws the ball into Morales who relays the ball to Cusnier who tags Sorrell, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Cusnier and he is safe. Rodriguez steals second. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is called out on strikes. One out. Art Kusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusnier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Butler covering, for the out. One out. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Melton reaches second base with a double. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's Royals, 1. White Sox, 1. Art Kusnir is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusnir is 0 for 1 in the game. Kusnir hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKinney. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Floyd applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Morales reaches second base with a double. Spence moves to third. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jim York now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melton takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Art Kusnir is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusnir is 0 for 2 in the game. Kusnir strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Piniella moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ortiz who is chasing the ball. Shaw reaches third base with a triple. Piniella scores. Sorrell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shaw scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-2 in the game. Matchick hits a pop-up towards short. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cusnier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-3 in the game. Spriggs hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morales fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Schall moves to second. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Tommy Machick. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Oliver scores. Schall moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Floyd reaches second base with a double. Schall scores. Rodriguez scores. Rojas goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Royals. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Royals. Art Cusinier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusinier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusinier is called out on strikes. One out. John Matias pinch hits for Bob Spence. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Matias now playing first base. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Spriggs strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee May pinch hits for Denny O'Toole. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ortiz strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.